you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Psalm 119, verse 105.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That was Psalm 119, 105.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together on this special edition of Mark and Friends. Oh, listening friend, I hope you're excited. I certainly am. In fact, we've been having a little revival here in the studio. Actually, I've shed a few tears, too, as I have two new friends in the studio with me on this special edition of Mark and Friends. And I want to get into this because I think it's going to be about 2 days worth of programming. So it'll probably be today and tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends. And it'll be a bit of a testimony Tuesday, because I want Dawn to share some of her faith journey, and she can do it in like 47 seconds because she's a part of a ministry called the 1 Minute Witness. It's part of Oasis World Ministries, and I recently got to attend one of her seminars, and usually it takes about an hour and 45 minutes, maybe 2 hours, to cover all the materials because it's very interactive and you practice and you're set with a partner or somebody to talk it through with and witness to. And so we're going to try to figure out how we can do that over the air, because we want to equip you to be able to share your testimony, because wherever you go, as you go, you have about a minute or less many times to meet somebody in line, or maybe you're on an elevator, or maybe you're at the gas pump. But she's going to be able to share with you some techniques, some tools, some resources. And so we're going to talk all about that probably on tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends. But I want you to meet her. Her name is Dawn Coulter. And when I asked her, what were some of the things that you would like me to share by way of introduction? She said, Mark, I left a secular career to pursue my passion for evangelism, discipleship, and revival. And she works with Oasis World Ministries, as mentioned, and her desire is to equip believers around the world. So it's not just in her neighborhood or in her town or in her state. Oasis World Ministry goes all around the world. How many chapters did you say there were?
So we're in 80 nations and over 60 languages.
80 nations, 60 languages, and she loves to equip believers around the world to share their faith. And we're going to try to figure out how to do that effectively with you over the next few days. But today, I think it's going to be a bit of a testimony Tuesday. But Dawn also aims to live life every day as a witness, and her desires that all believers will become more confident and compassionate about sharing your faith. So that's you listening, friend, today. And some of you maybe haven't even started a faith journey. So I hope you'll continue to tune in and listen, because God loves you. He has a plan and purpose for your life, and the gospel displays that. That's something we get to share, this good news message of salvation to all nations. Also joining me in the studio, and he's one of my favorite kind of people, he's reluctant to be on the air. He said, Mark, I'm kind of here to support Dawn and the great work God's doing in and through her, but I love her very much. I've been married to her for 32 years. We have 3 children, 6 grandchildren, but Jeff was also at the training. I think he's taken it about 4 or 5 different times, and so we might get him. He's praying up the program now, and that means he's praying for you, dear listener, but he's to assist and to encourage and bless his wife, Dawn, who he already says he loves very much. And I said, how long before you two got married? And he said, it was only about 6 months. We fell in love pretty quick. And I don't know, I'm filling in for both of you. But Dawn, I was really impressed. I don't know if impressed is the right word, maybe blessed, by your presentation to a number of us at that Gospel Encounter 2-day gathering here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. But you got asked by Daniel Nally to come present. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about the 1 Minute Witness probably tomorrow. But can you share a little of your faith journey and how God got a hold of your heart, and then how you ended up being a part of Oasis World Ministries?
Thanks, Mark. Well, I'm just going to start by sharing my one-minute witness. And so it just starts with, there was a time in my life when I was angry and I was looking for love and acceptance in all the wrong places, and I ended up a 16-year-old single teenage mom. Then one day, I remembered my mom tried very hard to teach me about a God that loves me. And when I remembered that Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose again, I decided to follow Jesus as the leader of my life. After all, I was doing a pretty crummy job leading my own life. Mm-hmm. And since I met Jesus, I'm not angry anymore. I have purpose. And the biggest thing, Mark, is I know that I'm loved by the God who created me. And I don't have to look in those temporary places anymore. And if I'd never met Jesus, I might be miserable, alone, an addict, or even dead and in hell. And that same Jesus, Mark, loves you. And that same Jesus, dear listener, loves you very, very much.
Now, listening friend, if you were timing that, that was probably less than a minute. In fact, that's pretty much what you shared with all of us some time back. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends, because I think all of our listeners, wherever we're at with our faith journey, sometimes maybe we're insecure of sharing the good news message of Jesus, or we're fearful, or we don't want to be rejected, but there's different impediments. Maybe we don't feel like, well, I don't have a transformational, powerful testimony. I wasn't on drugs. I followed most of the rules. I didn't do anything that bad. And so I don't have a powerful testimony. But that's not true, is it? Because everyone has a testimony.
Yes, if you are a child of God, you have a testimony. You have a time in your life when you recognized your need for God, when you recognized that you were a sinner, and sin is just anything that we do or say or think that goes against God and His commands. And so we all start in that place, and once we decide to accept Jesus and follow Jesus, then we have a story to tell. And so whether that happened to you when you were 6 years old and you've been in the church your whole life, there was a time in your life when you chose Jesus for yourself.
How about telling us a little of that faith journey? Now, we have more than the 47 seconds. What was the difference maker? Did you have a Christian family, a youth pastor? Because some of our listeners, they're like, I've never been to church, or you're talking about this God that loves me, but I don't understand that terminology.
Sure. So I grew up in a home. My mom took my sister and I to church, and my dad stayed home. And we went to church, and so I learned how to do all of the church things. I checked the boxes of church attendance. I sang in the choir. I did the kids' programs. I did love Jesus, and I wanted to follow Jesus when I was six. However, I was trying really hard to earn Jesus' love, and I didn't understand the relationship. So as I tried to perform, I ended up realizing that I couldn't ever measure up in life, and then I ran away from God. I decided to go my own way, and so that's then where my story kind of takes a dive and ended up becoming pregnant. And later on, when I began to follow Jesus again, I realized that I was still trying to perform. And so there was a season in my life, and I was 33 years old, and things were falling apart around me. And I realized that I started asking God, like, is this really all there is to the Christian walk? Is this it, God? I just have to survive. I just show up to church. I pray before I eat, and I'm supposed to survive and just know that you're with me. There's got to be more. I hear that there's more. I read that there's more. Other people testify that there's more. And so how do I get that? And I began to actually just seek God in the secret place of prayer. My pastor at church during that time was doing a message on the secret under the stairs. And so I wanted to know what it was like to really talk to God, because all we did at that point was pray before dinner. And as I began to seek God in my closet and began to open up my Bible in my closet, God at one point said to me, he said, stop asking me what I can do for you and just seek me for who I am. I said, wow. Okay, God, well, who are you then? And I began to read scripture and say, who are you, God? And I would read the Bible, and God would begin to show me. And he met me in that place during just a really difficult time. Around me, everything was crumbling. My job was tough. Things were happening with my kids. Things were happening in all areas of my life. And God met me in that place of prayer and showed me that he was greater, that he was real. And I had an encounter with him where he showed me he was a relational God, that he really cared about me, that he really loved me. He was true. He was real. And he was greater. And at that point, I just became even hungrier for God. I wanted more time with him. I wanted more of his word. I wanted more of a relationship with him. And so I just kept seeking him. The Bible says that when we seek him, we will find him. And so I sought him with all of my heart and I found him. My prayer life began to change. My perspective on things began to change. And even though my circumstances around me were still really tough, it was like that calm in the midst of the storm. And Jesus helped me to get through all of it. And out of that, then God brought me back to the place of just desiring for all people to know him. And so at 33 years old, I really returned to what God had put in my heart when I was a small child. Began to go on some international mission trips later, then left my secular job and supernaturally just... I actually learned about Oasis World Ministries on a trip to Kenya. A friend of mine, we had some friends in Kenya that were pastors there. And she trained us on the one-minute witness. And so as I was leaving my secular workplace, she's the one that helped me make the connection with Oasis World Ministries. And I see what they do, I believe in what they do, and they are helping believers to be bold and confident in sharing their faith.
And we're going to say this a few times, certainly throughout today's program and probably on tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends, but is there a website for Oasis World Ministry? Because I think people are going to be interested in the one-minute witness and other resources or other things that they provide. I do have one of the booklets in front of me, and this is what I had filled out, and I just love this, and I think this is going to be a great resource and tool for many.
Sure. So to go to directly to the one-minute witness tool, you go to www.oneminutewitness.org, and that will direct you to the one-minute witness training and equipping tool.
Oneminutewitness.org, oneminutewitness.org. And if you're driving and you can't remember it, call the station, and we'd be happy to provide that website for you. But it's a great little booklet, and we're going to certainly talk a lot about it tomorrow. But I wanted you to get a fuller understanding of who Don Coulter is. And Jeff, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I know you're the preponderance of your time. You just want to pray for Don and for this program. But you've been married 32 years, and God has released Don to do this work, and you have a supportive role. But raising these three children, having six grandchildren, what have you been blessed by through the one-minute witness or through attending some of these sessions with Don?
I know a lot of people have been through evangelistic training, and sometimes it's a little bit awkward. I went through one at a church I attended years ago, and they had you memorize a lot of scriptures, and you're going to end up losing people because you're talking to non-believers, right? So the nice thing about the one-minute witness is you can interact with anybody. You know, you start off, hey, how are you? You know, what's your name? General conversation. And then you say something like, can I ask you a question? Say, what's the best thing that ever happened in your life? And the people, they'll usually respond something like, oh, my kids or my job or something. And then you need a lead in. So, yeah, I think that's the best thing about the tool, why I like it.
And that's Jeff Coulter. They've been married 32 years, three children, six grandchildren, lovely couple here in the studio. And they've become a part of Mark and Friends. And I saw them recently at a special engaged conference that was held in the greater Champaign-Urbana area and was very blessed by attending. In fact, I think there'll be other future interviews with other people that spoke during that time. But, Don, I wrote down two words. Relational and relationship with God. And for many listeners, maybe with a poor understanding of who their father was, maybe they never referred to their father as father or as dad or as daddy because they never either met him or he was a workaholic or a very bad example of the love of God because maybe he was abusive or harsh or inept or never was around. And so you talked about this relationship with God. There's certainly a listener that can't even comprehend what that would be like. So who helped you understand that God is loving, that he is caring, that he's compassionate, that he created them?
Right. So I think I learned that from God himself as I spent time with him. And so my dad was actually raised by an abusive father. And my dad didn't go to church with us. My dad actually didn't give his life to Jesus until I was in my 20s. And so my dad understands what it's like to have an abusive father, to have a father that physically beat him. There was a lot of trauma in that home. And I think that made it challenging for my dad to raise his girls growing up and sometimes interact with us in a healthy way. And so my dad never hurt me. However, my dad didn't always know how to be a dad. So I understand not understanding what it's like to have a father. Mm-hmm. But God is a good father, and he is a perfect father. So our earthly fathers are not perfect.
Right.
Some of them even less than others, right? And even the best of fathers, even if you have a great dad, they're still not perfect because they're not God.
Right.
And so I began to understand that God, my father, truly loves me in the perfect ways. Mm-hmm. That means that he is there for me. That means that he never leaves me or forsakes me. But it also means that he corrects me, right? And he corrects me and instructs me because he wants me to have peace in my life. He wants me to have good things in my life. He wants the best for me in my life. And so I began to converse with God like I would a human, mm-hmm. right? I would have conversation with him. So it wasn't just God is far away and he doesn't want to have a relationship with me. But no, God wants to speak, and he does that through his word. That's why his word is a lamp unto our feet, right? And he does that in so many ways. God speaks to us if we will open up our ears and open up our hearts to truly just receive him and to listen to what he's saying. And so it is. It's a perfect relationship with a father.
And I like that you also mentioned the listening aspect, because we've talked about this on the Friday's edition of Mark and Friends in the past as we focused on prayer, and actually Rick Warren also on the series on a couple Tuesday Wednesdays. He said our tendency is we talk to God and wow, what a privilege, what a blessing that almighty sovereign creator of the universe, unfathomable because he's so awesome. And yet he desires to hear us, to hear from us. We can casually just tell him about our day or make requests or intercede for others. But there also needs to be that time where we just listen and pause and say, God, please speak to me or reveal truth or insight through the reading of your word. And God does many times. I've never heard an audible voice, but I've heard impressions in my mind that God was saying, hey, do this, or here's how you resolve that issue, or here's the healthy conviction that you need to apologize or humble yourself. And so there's many ways that God will speak to us. And one of my favorite verses, I don't know if you use this sometimes when you meet with people, it's James 4:8. Some renderings are draw near to God and he'll draw near to you, or come near to God and he'll come near to you. But I've challenged or shared that with many people that are far from God or have never entertained the idea. Maybe they're atheists or agnostic. And I'll say, trust me on this one. God's word says if you'll draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. He'll reveal himself. And like you said, part of your testimony was that it was relational because God and I talked to each other. And God is that way. If you draw near to him, even if you're someone that's far from God or hostile toward him or hostile towards Christians or Christianity, let me challenge you, just entertain the idea, just for a moment, entertain the idea that God loves you, that he cares. Even though you may not feel it, even though you don't, may not even believe it, but entertain that idea that maybe he does care, and just give him that inch or two, and then also ask him to reveal himself in different ways. Maybe it'll be through nature, maybe through a little child, through a circumstance. Maybe somebody's going to open up the door for you. Maybe you're a waitress and there's an extra special tip or a track given to you, but ask God to reveal himself, and he can do that, and he will do that in a variety of ways. And you might be surprised. So, skeptic listener today, I just want to allow you to draw near to God, and trust me, he'll draw near to you. Do either one of you have some story or specific? Because I know you said your great-grandfather had kind of a unique experience years ago that have blessed you because of how he responded, because he wanted to proclaim Jesus to others.
Yeah. So, I mean, your 1 minute witness is your testimony in a condensed form. And without going through it like I'm doing the 1 minute witness, I'll just tell you a little bit about my testimony. I went to church as a young man, and then my parents made us go to me and my sister to church for a while, but I guess by the time I hit middle school, we quit going, and I don't know that I was really saved. And I was married to someone before dawn, and the strangest thing happened. I was in my 30s, and all of a sudden I had this urge to start taking my little girls to church. Mm. And if you knew me, you knew that was really out of character mm-hmm. for me. I mean, I didn't really go to church. All of a sudden I just had this, something was pushing me. Mm. I actually did it. And I started taking them to church, and I ended up getting saved and baptized in that church. And the interesting thing is that, you know, a wise pastor once said, you're either in a storm, coming out of a storm, mm-hmm. you're going into a storm. Unfortunately, that's true in life. And after that, I went through one of the hardest times in my life. And I look back and I say, that was the Holy Spirit preparing me. So I would not be alone during this. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my, and I use that in my 1 minute witness. I don't go to that much detail, but that's, yeah.
Well, listening friend, I'm looking at the clock and realizing there's so much more to share and say. And as I mentioned on the front end of the program, I want to have us walk through this 1 minute witness. You can find out more. It's a great resource at 1MinuteWitness.org, 1MinuteWitness.org. It's a little booklet, and I think on tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends, we're going to just try, Dawn, to have us walk people through it. Just give them those five fingers, the importance of asking that question to get permission. You know, first off, before we're going to witness or share with somebody, we want to get their permission. We want to be sensitive. We don't want to be in their face preaching at them. We want to say, can I ask you a question? And you have a certain way where most people want to respond because it's an upbeat way to get them interacting and talking. So listening friend, I hope you can tune in again at the same time tomorrow, whether it's in the morning edition of Mark and Friends or in the evening. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to hear it again or pass it on to a friend, you can stop by greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or wluj.org, wluj.org. Click on the Mark and Friends tab and you can listen to the program anytime, or paste it into an email and share it with a friend. And so if you're going to miss tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends, you know, it'll be available at those two websites and you can listen anytime. But I highly recommend this resource. We're going to talk all about it tomorrow. 1MinuteWitness.org, 1MinuteWitness.org. And the ministry behind this is Oasis World Ministry. How many countries?
We're in 80 nations. 80 nations. And over 60 languages.
60 languages. Oasis World Ministry. In fact, I think, Dawn, you talked to the president or somebody recently, and he's cheering you on and praying for this program. And listening, friends, we're praying for you because you have a testimony. You can be that 1 minute witness on the elevator, or at the gas pump, or in the restaurant, or you just have a very short time to communicate with somebody, maybe at lunch or in the workplace or wherever, and this will equip you to be able to be confident, to be encouraged, and as you practice it, you'll become more and more comfortable doing this. So it's the 1MinuteWitness.org. And we'll talk all about it tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.